Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, would you take these words and speak to us through them, I ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Last week I began a sermon series entitled Doors to Jesus. Doors to Jesus. And I talked about the first door, which is the door of salvation. I talked about the importance of a person coming to realize that they have a need of salvation, that they are separated from God for their sins, and that they need to turn away from them and turn back to God through Jesus Christ, and to invite Him to come into their lives, to enter into that door of salvation that Christ provides for them. I quoted a particular passage in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, in which Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into them and have a relationship with them." And so I talked about the fact that Jesus is always knocking at the heart of people's lives, seeking to be invited in, to come in as their Savior and their Lord. And when they do that, then the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of them as Jesus' representative, gives them a new beginning in life, gives them a new spirit, a new creation, and they begin to now have a home in heaven and have the forgiveness of their sins. And so as we enter into that first door, that is the critical door in order to get to Jesus initially. Today I want to talk about a second door that leads to Jesus Christ, and that is a door called the door of prayer. I'd like you, if you wouldn't mind, turning to our gospel lesson today in the Bibles again. Again, that's in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said at one point that He is the door of the sheep. He is the door by which people enter into heaven. And one of the things that St. Paul says is that we have to, in order to get to God, we have to be able to have access to God. And in order to have access to God, access kind of means you have to go through something in order to get to God. Just as when you go through a door, that doorway gives you access to what's on the other side, so Jesus Christ is described as the door that gives us access to God. Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 2. He says, "For through Him, that is through Jesus Christ, we have access to the Father by one Spirit." I had a chance to tour a mega church a while back, and when I was in the church, I met the guy who was in charge of the audio-visual department. And he took me on a tour into the inner sanctum of the church, where there was a door that was kind of nondescript. There wasn't anything on there except to keep out sort of thing. And so I went through that door, and inside that room there were all sorts of monitors, screens, and equipment that was designed to record the service and to play back the video of the service and audio aspects of it, controlling the microphones and things like that. It was amazing, all the equipment that was in there. And I imagine that most of the church people didn't even realize that that room was there. But I had access to that room because I met the guy who could get me into the room. Well, in the same way, Jesus Christ has given us access to the Father. We have the ability now to come into the presence of God and to offer our requests and our prayers. And so as we look at our gospel lesson today, Jesus is talking about prayer. And He says this, "And when you pray," it's in verse 5, "and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full." Jesus isn't talking about the fact that we shouldn't stand up in front of people and pray, or we shouldn't pray out loud or pray in groups of people out loud, that sort of thing. He's talking about when people pray, if they pray in order for others to be impressed or to try to show people how spiritual they are or try to get other people to think better of them by their prayers, then that's not the right attitude to have when we pray. But he's not talking about praying out loud. In fact, St. Paul talks about the importance of praying out loud in some of his writings and letters. Jesus then says in verse 6, but when you pray, notice he doesn't say if you pray, he says when you pray. He's assuming that Christians are going to pray. And so it's important for us to pray as well. He says then, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. There's something important about getting off by yourself, away from all the distractions of life, away from the cell phone, away from your computer, away from the iPod, away from the iPad, away from all the distractions that come along with our daily lives, and just being alone with God. There was a movie a while back in which there was a woman who had a specific closet in which she went to pray every day. And there's something powerful about that, when we can get away by ourselves and pray without being distracted. Now, for some, that's going to be hard to find a place like that where you can go and be by yourself. But I suspect that if we make an effort, we can find somewhere where we can go and not be distracted when we pray. And certainly when we go to pray, we are praying to our Father who is in heaven, but it says that he is unseen. So when we pray, we're not always going to feel the presence of God when we pray. Sometimes we may not feel anything. And that's okay, but we have to realize that Jesus said that he would always be with us wherever we are. And so we know that we're in the presence of God when we're praying because Jesus says that he would be with us. And because God is unseen, you may not feel his presence when you pray, but there may be an occasion where you do sense the presence of God. And that's kind of like gravy on top of the meat at the time of your prayers. Certainly, as the Holy Spirit leads you in prayer, you're going to have more of a chance to sense the presence of God when you pray. Then Jesus said, when you enter in the presence of God in prayer, Jesus says, your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And we're not told what kind of rewards we're going to get when we pray. Perhaps the reward will be that we'll get an answer to our prayer. If that prayer, of course, is prayed according to the will of God. Or perhaps that we'll get another reward of being able to see our problem from a different perspective. Or maybe we'll be able to get a better sense of the will of God as we pray. But certainly the greatest reward we can have in prayer is really to have a sense of the presence of God when we're gathered with him in prayer through the power of the Holy Spirit. In verse 7, Jesus says, and when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. This is really talking about just saying the same kind of prayers over and over again without really thinking about what you're praying. The bishop has asked the clergy to pray the daily offices every day, which is the morning and evening prayer. And the temptation for us as we do that is to, because many of the prayers are the same prayers that we say over and over again every day, is just kind of read through it without really thinking about what we're saying. So there's a real danger of praying the sort of prayers that we in liturgical churches pray without really thinking about what we're praying. And so Jesus says, don't do that. Don't be babbling like the pagans, just saying something over and over again. I remember a story of a little boy who was praying, and he prayed the same prayer every night before he went to bed. God bless mommy, God bless daddy, God bless grandma and grandpa, and God bless all the ships and sea. And God bless yourself, because if there's something that happens to you, we're all stuck. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with a prayer like that, but if you say the same prayer over and over again, not really thinking about what you're praying, then what good does that really do? And certainly, most people who came to Jesus came with a specific request. They were asking him something specifically. And so when they came to him, they believed that he was going to answer their prayer. It kind of is reflected by what we read in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. You don't need to turn there, but what Mark 11, 24 says is this. He says, therefore I tell you, Jesus speaking here, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. So he's saying, when you pray, believe that you have already received what you're praying for. Now, that doesn't mean we're always going to get what we pray for, because St. John tells us that we need to pray according to the will of God. But certainly when we pray, our prayers should be done in faith. I wonder how often we pray believing that God is going to answer our prayers. I would suspect that most of our prayers are kind of like wishful thinking, or maybe just hopeful prayers, but not really believing that God is really going to answer those prayers. What would happen if we really believed and trusted that God was going to answer our prayer when we prayed it? We might be surprised at what happens when we have faith in God that He's going to answer our prayers. And I don't want to say that prayer is just all about asking God for something. Certainly, prayer is much more than just asking God for what we need. Prayer is really about being closer to Jesus. It's about thanking Him for what He has done for us. It's about realizing who He is and praising Him for His qualities and for all that He is in this world. And then to look to Him as our source for all the things that we need. Now, I'm not trying to browbeat you into praying longer or praying more. What I'm trying to do, hopefully, is to inspire you that there's something that is great that happens when we pray. That we can enter into the presence of God, and that there is a sense of joy and peace and love when we're entering into the presence of God. In fact, the psalmist says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy." And so as we gather in prayer before the Lord, we have a sense that He's there with us, and we can have a sense of His joy and peace being with us, and that we're really connected with the God of the universe. There's something very powerful about that. I want to conclude with a quotation from St. Paul's writing to Colossians. And he writes this in chapter 4. These are words that you might want to think, are there these things that I can apply in my life? He says this: "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So he's saying, devote yourselves daily to a time of prayer where you enter into the presence of God. Then Paul says in verse 3, "And pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should." So I'm going to ask you in your daily prayers that you would pray for St. Anne's Church, that you would pray that God would open the door of people's hearts, so that they might be able to hear His message as we proclaim it to them. That He would open the door for us to be able to share the message of Christ with others and to then invite them to church. That He would speak to the hearts of people through His Holy Spirit. That He would actually draw people into the church. Maybe as they're even driving by the church. Just praying that God would open the door for people to come to Christ and to come to His church. Jesus is the door that leads to salvation. Prayer is the door that leads to Jesus. And certainly as we pray to Jesus, He opens the door for us to share His love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness to those around us, so that they too may come to experience all that He has to offer them in His presence. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You that You have given us an example of how we are to pray by Your Son Jesus. Lord, if He needed to pray, certainly it would make sense that we as Christians would need to pray as well. And Lord, You reminded us that praying is not just about asking for what we want, but coming into Your presence and enjoying who You are and communing with You as we get away from the distractions of this world. Lord, would You help us to devote ourselves to prayer? Would You help us to pray that the windows of opportunity might be opened for others to hear Your word, for others to enter into the life of Your church, and to experience all of the things that You have to offer? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.